Hello, everybody. This is Aaron Sutton, your favorite middle-aged white guy who said he was not going to draft Ezekiel Elliott in his fantasy draft. And this weekend, drafted Ezekiel Elliott in his fantasy draft. On this episode of Insider Daily, I'm going to have one of my favorite people in the whole world, Kat Noah from the Finsider. I'm going to pick her brain about what fans should be thinking going into this season right when we come back. Welcome back, everybody. I have Kat Noah from the Finsider. I had the privilege of meeting her in Cincinnati. We might have had a beer or four. I don't remember that well. But it was a good time. So, Kat, thanks for joining me tonight. And I do want to say real quick, I want to give a quick shout out to Vero's cat named Kat, who passed away recently. Kat, I know that you had a scare recently with Duke. Just want to make sure everything's good with Duke. You and him are good to go for this season.
Yes, he is. Hey, everyone. Yes, he's fantastic. And I'm overwhelmed with the support that he got within just a few hours. So he is doing much better. I go back in October during our bye week, I think, to get another ultrasound. But besides that, he is he's doing okay. So it's good.
That's great to hear. And for anybody who doesn't think pets are part of the family, you can be like Happy Gilmore's girlfriend and fall off a cliff and die on impact. Let's talk about some Dolphins football. And there was a flurry of stuff going on, Kat. We had TJ McDonald released, Jordan Mills, Clive Walford, Akeem Spence was released, Chase Allen was waived. You know, we've heard the speculation about maybe Kenny Stills getting dealt, Kenyon Drake getting dealt. We're talking Kiko Alonso might not make it. We've heard Jadeveon Clowney and Laremy Tunsil involved in trades. Thank goodness that is not going to happen. But it does not seem that any players are off the table. So this is going to be a tough first question, but are we going to see a hard reset going into this season? Is this just the tip of the iceberg of what we've seen so far?
I've been thinking, I'm trying to think about that. I don't know. If people follow me, you're not going to ask me what is the Dolphins schemes and what's each player and all that stuff. Yeah. You know, Travis Wingfield, y'all spent hours studying that. No, I see it as like the fan perspective of let me go through, watch the games, try to see everything I can, and just I kind of go in emotions. But I don't know. There's something different about Flores. He came from the Patriots. He's been there, what, like 14? He's been there a long time. Very disciplined. Yeah. I mean, we all hate Patriots, but I mean, come on, their coaching staff's amazing. So I kind of trust him. I just feel like there's something, you know, we say that about everyone, but I see us getting rid of some players, maybe. Like I didn't really want to get rid of Kiko. I always kind of liked him, but then I don't know if he's really worth it anymore. I could see him being cut. I don't know about Kenny Stills. I don't think it's going to have to do with any of like outside stuff going on, but almost like what was going on with the news and stuff.
And on that front, even Kenny admitted that it's more likely a business decision and more likely it was not his language. I'm using that language, but
yeah,
for all intents and purposes, Kenny knows that it's very much a business decision.
And that's what people have to remember, and that's what I have to remember, because, I mean, I'm passionate about this team, love it, but it is a business. That being said,
And this is speaking from a fan who has her picture inside a Dolphins headquarters.
I had someone message me and go, my friend called me the next day. She goes, I had a dream that I was at you and Kiko's wedding. I'm like, I mean, he's attractive, but.
So I can only imagine the emotional conflict you're going through answering this question.
I'm a little heated, passionate at times in the field. I am. I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I think we'd work well together, but no. I wish him the best.
I like that. I like that little plug there.
Right? I wish he's on our team. He's a little crazy at times. He's kind of a little nut job on the field, but I like him. I just think fans need to realize that if we really want to reset, which we're rebuilding, which I think we will the right way. Of course, the players can't say, I mean, of course, the coaches can't be like, yeah, the goal is to not win many games. I mean, they can't say that. Like, Ross still has to get fans to come to the game. You still have to get those fans that aren't the devoted fans that stay year round and watch. You have those fickle football fans that you meet that don't really know who the schedule is, who we're playing, but hey, I'm going to make it to a couple games this year. We still got to track those fans. So we're not going to talk about how we're the team is really trying to rebuilding, but they're not going to say, yeah, we're not going to win all these games. But we're going to pretend like we are. So let's get Fitzpatrick. Let's get this other quarterback. But we're going to have to cut some guys. We're going to have to start with a young roster, build them up. I mean, look at the Browns. They're doing better. They had a few really bad years. We're going to have to cut some guys, some veteran players, and kind of get some new ones in. So I don't think we're done cutting guys. I just don't think it's going to be ones that it's not going to be – Tunzel, that was ridiculous. As soon as I saw that, I laughed, rolled my eyes, and turned off Twitter.
Please don't be true.
Like, you actually believe this? Like, you, and then Matthew said something. I'm like, guys, this is like clickbait. Like, before people says this is clickbait, they're not getting rid of Tunzel. Like, that's ridiculous. This is not like the Jarvis Landry situation. That was totally different. Like, we were all upset with that. This is not that situation. So he's staying. We're not getting rid of Xavier Howard. Grant, like there's a few key players, but Kiko could be gone. Kenny Stills could be gone. Devontae Parker, I don't know. I feel like they like him. So at that, I could see Kenny Stills being gone before Devontae Parker, even though most of us as fans are iffy on him. So no, I don't think we're done, but
maybe not anything over the top.
I don't think it's going to be anything over the top, but I mean, if we had a different coach, you know, if we still had Gase, then yeah, we could be in for anything, but we have Flores. So I don't think we're expecting much. And I think people were surprised with some of the cuts, like TJ McDonald and stuff, but we have what, like Rashad Jones, like there's other players. So I'm just trusting that Flores sees certain players that will fit what he's building and that we don't really know all the pieces. So we just kind of have to hope that this is working out for the best.
I agree with you. And to speak to the Laramie Tunsil rumors, you know, obviously I love Matthew with all my heart. But the motivation that you mentioned earlier, and that was, you know, the front office isn't really going to reveal everything. They're going to be fully transparent because they need to bring fans in. So they don't want to advertise that they are, you know, shopping Laramie Tunsil around. That would be really bad for the Miami Dolphins product. So we wouldn't be able to sell as many tickets. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, you know, the Patriots, although they drafted a couple tackles, I haven't really seen them go out and sign any marquee tackles. So maybe tackles aren't really that big of a commodity in their scheme, but that's a whole nother ballpark. We can talk about that on a different episode. Now, we mentioned earlier that you are holding a Dolphins flag up in a huge picture in Dolphins headquarters. But you, of all people, Kat, you travel better than almost any Dolphins fan that I know. So I want to kind of switch gears and let's just talk about being a fan for a second. And as someone who lives in Cleveland, I grew up in Southeast Ohio, I have been at the mercy of going to the away games that are kind of closest to me. So I've had the benefit of going to a lot of cool places. I've been to Lambeau before and that was amazing. But you seem to cover the map way better than I ever have. So I kind of want to pick your brain about some of your favorite places that you've been on the road. So, you know, you can measure that in coolest fans or best food or just, you know, the best game that you saw. And then switch gears and tell me somewhere that you're not trying to go back to.
Okay. Let's say, well, my first game, I think I went to like the away game. No. Well, my first really major one, That was fun, where I met a bunch of fans. I just went by myself. It was, I should have looked at the year, but it was when we played the Saints Monday Night Football in New Orleans. So what was that like?
Is that when we went into that game 2-3-0? It was like we were 3-0.
I think so. We lost the game.
And they whipped our butt.
Yeah, I could barely even see that game. I didn't know anyone. Me and my dad and brother went, they met up with me. I came from Atlanta by myself. They came from Florida. We got the seats that were at the, after all those drinks at tailgates, I was like, what's going on? And I can't see, very tip top. That was fun. So the game was bad. It's loud. It's hard. I don't know how teams can win there. It is hard. But that city was fantastic. We were there. Whew, if you've never been to NOLA, it's amazing, but you don't need more than 3 or 4 days because it's just, it's a lot. So, yeah, 3 or 4 days and then you want to die. Gotcha. So we all met up, tons of us fans from all over, NorCal from California is a bunch of people. So that's a really cool place. The city loved us. Locals came up and actually told us how much they loved us because we had the best colors. So of all the NFL teams, y'all have the best colors. You make our city look amazing. We absolutely love your colors. So I get that every day. Right. Everyone seriously comments about how amazing our colors are because we come out full force when we come to away games. We're just all in awkward orange. We have flags flying. It's amazing.
I can count on two things at away games. Someone mentioning how amazing our colors are and some type of Ray Finkel joke.
Yes. And then some kind of turkey. We had all that stuff. That game was fun. I met, everyone trashes Omar Kelly sometimes or he's negative, but I met him that weekend. I met a few players and the funny story with him, I walked up to him at a bar and he was sitting there with our group and I'm like, you're Omar. And he's like, yeah. I go, I can't stand anything you say online. You're I literally don't like you, but you know what? You're really nice in person. I appreciate that. I was like, yeah, I don't really like what you say about the Dolphins, but you know what? You're kind of nice. So we ended up being friends, but he'll probably remember that. To this day, we still talk, but he's a nice guy. Just at that time, I was like, yeah, I don't like you online, but that was a fun game. And then the Vikings, if you can ever make it to the Vikings stadium, awesome. I just went last year. My friend canceled, so I went, met friends from Canada that came down.
Wow.
That's time. Cool. I went and got a ticket, sitting with all Vikings fans. We all saw that game. Oh, geez, it was bad. I had fans in the middle of the game. An older lady came down, and she goes, looks like you need a hug. I'm like, yeah, we're just playing that bad. And I'm flying a flag, and then locals are like, do you need a beer? And at one point, I looked down. I must have had 6 beers in front of me. I'm like, I don't need any more. Y'all can stop by. It was awesome. Oh, we lost, but I had the best tailgated with all the Vikings fans. Afterwards, they all showed me around. Everyone was super nice. Uber drivers, that city, they really are. People in Minnesota are really friendly. That's a great stadium. So Saints and Jaguars are actually pretty friendly. I've been there to 2 or 3 games. That's just because they're not good either. So
now you're a Southern girl, right?
Well, born in Miami, moved when I was little to Pensacola. So I don't, is Florida really Southern or is it I guess Pensacola is.
I mean, I'm from Southeast Ohio. And if I get a few more beers in me before this podcast is over, I'm going to be sounding more Southern than either one of us. But I meant geographically, you have more access to Carolina, Atlanta, Tennessee, teams like that.
Absolutely. So yeah. I've been to all those stadiums. So my goal is to make it to every NFL stadium eventually. So I'm trying to go to one this year, but with Duke, it's kind of making it hard. I was supposed to go to Dallas, but because with Duke's expenses, I'm like, well, bailing on that one, but instead going to the New York one, the Jets 10-year anniversary, because that's fun. Now, that is not a stadium that you really go because it's a fun stadium. I know. So the fan club's fun, but that was probably one of the least friendliest stadiums I've been to because none of the fans, not a single one spoke to us. I think people were rude to me because I was that Southern girl it was rainy, snowy, cold, and I was in white shorts. And in December. But people weren't as friendly. So I guess if you go to that game, make sure you go with the New York, the New York Dolphins fan club.
Yeah. They just don't know you're tenacious. You wear those freaking shorts up. Oh, yeah.
Who's this girl in shorts? I'm just, get away from me. What?
You wear those shorts in Iceland.
I wore them with the snow in Minnesota. Everyone walked around and here I was in my orange shorts and my dog, like I, yeah, I know I'm like that. And I have this whole stockpile closet of winter gear too. <That's>, Dolphins stuff.
You just love Dolphins gear, but don't we all?
I know I have a whole closet and I don't even wear most of it, but I just like looking at it. Let me think. Those were probably, what are my favorites? The other stadium was not fun. Panthers. Played there. Was that last year, Monday Night Football, I went there? Or year before last, I went. The fans were really rude to me in the stadium. I was sitting by myself. They were really rude to me, like getting in my face. And then local fans stole my Dolphins jacket. Like my really nice Dolphins jacket that wasn't made. So like that, it was okay. People got mad that I was annoyed with the city itself, but the fan base, like that would be I like Cam Newton, War Eagle, but still, yeah. That's not like the most friendly fan base, you would say. Like, so, I don't know why, but they're not the most friendliest. They're just not that friendly.
So when I go to a game, I wouldn't say I yell a lot, but I'm louder than I am normally. And I'm just more enthusiastic than I am. And, you know, I have a desk job throughout the work week. So when I go to a game on a Sunday and I only go to one or two games a year, like I want to be kind of loud and be a goofball. I'm not going to be super obnoxious or anything, but I'm going to be loud. And I feel like so in that Cincinnati game that we were at, we have to relive this for a second. But, you know, we had a great first half. And things are looking awesome. You know, Jakeem Grant has that punt return right before halftime. And, you know, I got my swag on and stuff. And then, you know, things just melt down in the fourth quarter. And people are coming up to me like, oh, hey, yeah, you don't have much to say now. It's like, yeah, I don't. You know, like, I'm not trying to be confrontational, being loud. I'm just being loud. So anyway,
Fans threw to you during the game? Like the fans, because they said stuff to me like they were mad, but then when they started winning,
all felt vindicated and everything. You know, if anything, the shoe was on the other foot and they were the ones running their mouths and being like deliberate. I wasn't, you know, I had some kids next to me. It's not like I was dropping F-bombs or something. You know, I'm just hooting and hollering like most, I don't know, drunk 14-year-olds would be. Anyway, I want to get your thoughts on something a little more serious, and that's the quarterback battle, Kat. Do you have...
Oh, geez.
I mean, I know you just want what's best for the team, but do you, based on what you've seen this season and just kind of your read on the team, do you think there's a better starting quarterback?
I mean... If I'm being completely honest, I'm like, there's a part of me that's like all aboard that let's just wait for 2021 and get that Trevor Lawrence train. Yes, I am all aboard that train. I'm that person. I love Tannehill. I was rooting for him till, oh my gosh, I loved his spirit. He really like still wish him best. I mean, he put in work for us. It just didn't work out. I just don't see what everyone, I guess I just don't see what everyone sees in Josh Rosen yet, or I don't know. Howtz?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Douchebag, whatever.
I mean, follow him on Twitter. Like he is our chosen one. He is the chosen quarterback. I dare not say anything negative because, you know, he's the chosen one. I don't see it. Like I don't know. Maybe it's the Tannehill part, having him for so long, and everyone was like, "Well, you know, our O line was bad." That's what I feel like everyone's saying about this one is like, "Well, the offense, you know, he had a bad offensive line with his previous team. His coaching team was bad." Well, yeah, Tannehill pretty much the entire time. Mm-hmm. And this one, I'm like, I just don't, I'm not quick. I'm not one of those fans that's mad that Fitzpatrick might be the starting quarterback. I'm like, well, A, we have no protection back there. And I don't know if we have this whole new coaching staff. And there's a part of me that's thinking, I don't know if they want to come in and go, yes, we got this really cheap quarterback. Yes, it's cheap. If he turns out to be amazing, bless us, because he was cheap for these next few years. Mm-hmm. But I don't think our new staff is going to be like, yeah, we got the quarterback of the future. It's okay. Our O-line's going to be bad, but we're going to see how he pans out for the next 2 or 3 years. I don't see that happening. I think our guys are behind scenes are watching them. If they don't feel a fit, I feel like we're going after another quarterback next year, or we're drafting for the next year or two till we find one that fits. I'm not sold on, I mean, Fitzpatrick's there just to get fans to come because everyone knows who he is. Maybe he'll have a few good games. I think that's just to have someone. But is Frozen the future type guy? I don't know.
And you're allowed to say you don't care, you know? Like, there's a part of me that sees if Ryan Fitzpatrick starts, and maybe, you know, the whole plan all along with Josh Rosen is like, okay, we can, you know, we got a guy cheap, so he's kind of an ace up our sleeve. We're able to see maybe later in the season, only give him a few games, and maybe that's enough to flip him for a better draft pick than we just invested, because you know how quarterback starved the NFL is. So there's a part of me that almost wants to reduce Josh Rosen's window so he can kind of capture the bloodthirsty buyers in the NFL. And a way to do that is to just give them a little taste, give them a little appetizer. So if Ryan Fitzpatrick ends up starting, I don't necessarily think Josh Rosen's not going to play, and I don't think it's the end of the world either. But if we should go Josh Rosen, and he looks better in the preseason, don't get me wrong. So if we go Josh Rosen to start week one, I don't have a problem with it. We are going to still have plenty of options of whatever we want to do in the NFL draft in 2020, which is in Vegas. Any chance you're going to Vegas for the draft, Kat?
Well, I remember a Twitter mentioned that we're all going. So I am all in if there's going to be some people going. Like, if I'm like, okay, people were meeting up for this draft, okay, I should have went to this one. It's like 3 hours from my house. But not any locals want to go. And some other fans went. I'm like, nah. But Vegas? Yes. Like, I'm all for doing this, like, could be like a late birthday celebration for me, kind of, because my birthday's like end of March, kind of right beginning of April. So I'm like, oh, it could be like a late birthday celebration slash it's Vegas.
I know, I could probably get you in with the Pro Football Network, get you a taste testing or something.
Especially depending on what's going on this year with like the quarterback situation. And
Dolphins could steal the show, but a lot left to be decided.
Yeah, I agree. I read that there was some ex player that we had that mentioned like the Dolphins, no matter what, so we have a franchise quarterback, should be every year draft a quarterback. That should be a thing. Use a draft pick, draft a quarterback, because we don't know if he's going to be the one. Draft a quarterback. So yeah, I'm like, ooh, I might be there next year, because let's see who we're going to pick. That's going to be really exciting.
Kat, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Everybody stop what you're doing and follow this woman at Kathleen_Noah. Real quick before we go, have you ever in your life, Kat, thought of being a pro wrestler and named your finishing move the Noah Constrictor?
No, I've been... No, but now I'm like, I'm intrigued.
I mean,
no.
just think of that like twisting choke move that you could do on them. Oh man, it'd be so crafty. You could wrap those white shorts around them.
Right? That's right. Yeah. I could totally do that. That's a good one.
Kat, I hope to see you on the road again and have a few more beers with you. And again, thanks for joining us. Everybody, the flagship show is going to be dropping tomorrow, and roster cuts are due by 4:00 this Saturday. So we're going to have tons of roster movement. We're going to see the Dolphins active, looking and churning through all those roster cuts from other teams and seeing how we can kind of churn the bottom of the barrel and have the best kind of outlook going forward. With that being said, this is the end of this episode of Finsider Daily. Thanks for joining us. Take care, everybody. Be safe. We love you. Bye.
That was Finsider Radio, part of the Finsider.com and the SB Nation Network.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Miami has a Dolphin, the greatest football team. From goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins.